Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. The day before Thanksgiving, getting closer and closer to the winter meetings. A lot of baseball news coming down the pipe for the Cleveland Indians. And here to talk to us about that and much more is Joel Hammond with the Tribe. Joel, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Big plans at the Hammond household for Thanksgiving before we get further along here in the conversation?
We host, my wife and son and I, we host. So we've got my family coming in from here and there, and then my wife's family is local. So we'll have a full house, and really looking forward to it.
Very good stuff. Well, I want to ask you about an experience back on Sunday. The Tribe did something that was really cool, and I know it's in the past, it's already happened, but I do want to talk about it because I thought it was a really cool thing that you guys did. The Tribe hosted a Thanksgiving meal for five nonprofits. Who all was involved in this on Sunday, and what were the details?
Yeah, this is about the 10th year or so we've done this, and this starts with Paul Dolan and our very valuable concessionaire partner, Delaware North. So we sponsor a Thanksgiving meal in the Terrace Club for five nonprofits. It's all the fixings, and it's really, really good. Turkey and whatever you can imagine, whatever you're going to have at Thanksgiving, we have for these nonprofits. So it's the Boys and Girls Clubs and Shoes and Clothes for Kids, Ohio Guidestone, Our Lady of the Wayside, and the City Mission. So a lot of the partners that they work with or their clients, you know, that they work with throughout the year come and enjoy a great meal at the Terrace Club that they normally probably otherwise wouldn't be able to enjoy for Thanksgiving. So one of my favorite events of the year, our executive team comes and serves the meal, slide on the hot dogs, come and entertain the kids. And, you know, it's really heartbreaking, Andy, when you see that there's kids involved with this. You know, they come and, you know, these kids aren't going to have a Thanksgiving meal probably otherwise. So it's one of my favorite events of the year to be able to provide this for them at this special time of the calendar.
Sure, no question about that. It's got to be really awesome as well to see that and see that not only are the kids experiencing that, having a lot of fun with it as well, but also to see that the front office gets involved as well. They get out there and they're a part of the action as well, serving food and being a part of this whole deal as well. That's really, really cool stuff. Well, speaking of cool stuff, my friend, I feel like we've talked a lot about Tribe Fest the last few times that we've had you on the show. Now we know and you can say confidently that it's going to be at the Cleveland Convention Center. What kinds of details can you share about this space, why you guys picked this space, and what it will allow you guys to do in January?
Yeah, so this event has continued to grow, and after we moved it away from the ballpark because of construction, you know, it's grown to a point where we can't really host it at the ballpark anymore because we only have so many spaces that aren't exposed to the elements, and so we tried at Dale Off, which is our great hotel partner. We outgrew that space. We went to Cleveland Clinic last year. Frankly, that was a great venue for us, but we've outgrown that space, so we took it to the convention center. Excuse me, we have increased our space about tenfold. So what that's going to allow us to do is bring in even more, inflatables and fun stuff for the kids and fans, and a lot more space to activate at the event. So a lot more activities and areas for players to interact with our fans at this year's event. So we've actually moved up the on sale date, Andy. These tickets will go on sale to the public on November 28th, which is the Tuesday, next Tuesday. So for fans that are looking to get those tickets, we sold out of season ticket holder autograph session tickets very quickly. We put our season ticket holder tickets on sale last week as another perk for them. So highly recommend any of your listeners who are looking to go to TriFest to get those tickets ASAP next Tuesday. And the good part this year is there's even more opportunity and more events and activations for those who just want a general admission ticket for $10. So if you just are looking for a GA ticket for $10, there'll be plenty for you to do and plenty of opportunities for you to interact with our players just with a GA ticket this year. So all that info, long answer, all that info available at indies.com/tribefest.
And in your interaction with the players, too, I would imagine, Joel, that the players really love going to this because they get a chance to see the fans firsthand. And while it is January and a lot of these guys may be spending some time back home with their loved ones because they don't get a chance to spend as much time with them as they would like during the season, I'm sure this is something that the players probably tell you they certainly love getting out and going to.
They do, and it's really kind of the start to the season. You know, I mean, these guys go there every which way after the season ends and, you know, take some time off and recharge the batteries. And then once TribeFest hits, it starts to get real, right? Because after that, a couple weeks later, the truck leaves. And then, you know, our pitchers and catchers will report about 3 weeks after TribeFest. So it is really kind of the start to the next season. And our players love getting back to it, seeing our fans, getting re-energized, and I think it's a good start to the season and really kind of a good lead-in to pitchers and catchers and spring training starting.
Again, we're talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Well, that's a great segue into my next question because the spring training schedule has been announced. I want to ask you about how the decision came together to play those games against the Cubs in Las Vegas. That was the one thing that really stood out in the release that was sent a couple of days ago. I think everybody is excited about the start of spring training, especially knowing that snow is right around the corner here. But how did you guys come together to make that decision to play in Vegas? Because that certainly sounds like it'll be a really cool experience.
Yeah, it's very similar to the Rangers big league weekend that we participated in last year in San Antonio. If you remember, we played two games at the Alamo Dome, which was really cool. So the Rangers and Cubs have these sort of traditions, and I think they just sort of, you know, I think teams rotate in and out to participate, and of course they agree to it, but we view it as a way to, like last year when we went to San Antonio, a way to get our guys, some of our guys, we'll play split squad games those days. It's a way to get our guys out of the monotony of Arizona, you know. I mean, trust me when I say that spring training, once you get into the thick of the games, you know, it's a grind. It's like Groundhog Day. Terry looks at it as a way to get half of our guys out of Arizona to a different setting, have some fun, and kind of do something different. So those days are March 17th and March 18th, Saturday and Sunday. We'll play the Cubs at the ballpark that is home to the Las Vegas 51s, which is a minor league team out in Vegas. So looking forward to that and looking forward to getting out to Arizona again. Our pigeon catchers report on Valentine's Day. Our tickets, actually, if you're planning a trip to Goodyear, our single game tickets for our spring training games at Goodyear Ballpark will go on sale on Friday, December 1st. So mark your calendar for that too. Indians.com/spring has all those details.
Well, that's a week from this coming Friday, so that's not that far away. Very exciting stuff as we get closer to spring training. That's less than 3 months away. That'll be here before we know it. Well, you guys also put some tickets on sale this past Monday, Tribe Six Packs. Now, being in as great a shape as you are in, six packs have a totally different meaning to you, but what are the Tribe Six Packs exactly? They sound like they're a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started this two years ago, and they went quickly last year. They sold out, and we've sold a bunch already this year. We offer Friday, Saturday, and Sunday six-packs. And what they give you is a ticket to six games, including some of our highest-demand games in the summer. So that includes the Yankee series. That includes Rock and Blast. And so you're right, Andy, they're great stocking stuffers. And again, Andy, we talked all off-season last year that our summer games, our summer weekend games, will sell out, and we saw it. We had 13 sell-offs last year, including many Friday and Saturdays during the summer. So six-packs are a great way to save a little money on ticket prices, to get them to lock your tickets in for those big summer weekend games ahead of time, and potentially give a holiday gift. So those are on sale now, Indians.com/six-packs. Again, there we offer a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday six-pack at this point.
And those are obviously huge, too, because you mentioned that regardless of who the opponent is, there are just going to be some dates that stand out. I know you guys won't really have a promotional schedule to release until a little bit later on, because at that point you'll know what kinds of bobbleheads and towels and other kinds of merchandise that you'll be giving away. But as far as the opponents are concerned, you know, when that schedule first came out, were there a couple of weekend series that stood out to you that you thought, these are going to be very, very hot commodities? I know when the Yankees come to town, that's always a hot ticket to get. But were there any that stood out to you initially when that schedule first came out?
The good news is, Andy, I mean, we're in a position right now where we know that our summer weekend games, our summer Fridays and Saturdays, will be high-demand tickets. So we found last year that the opponent didn't matter all that much. We sold out against the Royals, the Tigers, the Yankees. I think the Blue Jays also. So, again, we talked about it with you and Matt all last offseason that those summer weekends will be in high demand. And like you said, Andy, you alluded to, any summer games in those six-packs will include the usual, you know, on Fridays we'll have Dollar Dogs, and we haven't released our promotional schedule, of course, but those Fridays will include those $2 beers pregame and Dollar Dogs. And the Saturday games will include premium promotional items. So just another reason to lock those six packs in right now.
Well, before we cut you loose, I have to ask you this because we didn't get the chance to discuss this a whole lot the last time we had you on. But I think since we last had you on, the Tribe has made it official. Carl Willis is the new pitching coach. I guess he's the new slash old pitching coach. And I think it's great news because it does give them some degree of continuity because he's got some sort of familiarity with the system. What's the buzz around the front office with bringing Carl Willis back? I would imagine it's very positive.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we knew he would be in demand. Again, there was a surprising amount of turnover in, you know, pitching coach and bench coach this offseason. So I think we moved quickly to get him. You know, like you said, before he went to the Red Sox a couple of seasons ago, he was in Columbus for a year and then was in our spring training. I think it was in 2015 was in our spring training before he went over to the Red Sox. So he has some familiarity with some of our pitchers. And, you know, we expect, you know, a lot of the same. Of course, it helps that we have really good pitchers. And we're looking for Carl to come in and just sort of pick up where Mickey left off and sort of add to our staff and augment what our pitchers are doing. So no doubt in our minds that our pitching staff will continue to improve and hopefully dominate again in 2018.
Great stuff as always, my friend Joel. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we will have you on again very soon, my friend.
Andy, same to you, and I'm looking forward to it, okay?
Absolutely. That's Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and take a quick break. Matt and I will return after this on AM 930 WEOL.